Okay. And you're talking about wheat. You say that we had a good year. The wheat was good. We got about how many to an acre? We got
15 to 20 bushels an acre.
Okay, that'd be good. Huh? We got 15 to 20.
Back then it was.
What about now?
Well, right through here, I'd say 30, 40 bushel maybe.
Is that right? And oats and wheat both, I think, would have to be
cradled or?
Yeah.
You mean in cutting them?
Yeah, when they're cutting them. What was that called, that process?
Well, they had binders, and before that day, they cradled.
What is a thrasher?
That's a thrashing machine. The bundle was fed into the machine to thrash the grain out and come out.
I see. And that was, what kinds of crops were used? Did they use on a thrashing machine?
Wheat, oats, barley.
All right. Now, if you were talking about oats, how would you say that? Would you say oats is thrashed or oats are thrashed? Which sounds more comfortable to you?
Oats are thrashed.
Okay. And if talking about someone's height, how tall someone is, you say he isn't as tall. Talk about yourself in relation to yourself, and say he isn't as tall as
I am.
All right, and I'm not, but I'm not. Talk about somebody else. You say I'm not as tall.
Tall as he is.
Okay, and you're talking about the greatest distance you could walk. You know, you'd say, oh, 10 miles is the what I could go today.
10 miles would be the limit.
Okay. How about something like the farthest, or all the farther, or all the further?
You mean, which one would I say?
Yeah.
I'd say the farthest.
Okay. And you'd say, I wish he'd do it for me, because he can do it better than
I can.
All right. And if something belongs, I asked you whose bag is this, and you'd say to me that's
his bag.
All right. If we're talking to me though, you'd say
it's your bag.
Yeah,
it's your bag.
Or it's yours.
It's yours.
And if it belonged to both of us, you'd say
it's our bag.
And if it belonged to them, you'd say
it's their bag.
And if it belonged to him,
his bag.
And if it belonged to her,
her bag.
Now, how about the expressions his'n and her'n and our'n and yourn? Did your parents use those? Or your grandparents?
Well, probably some. I don't believe too much.
You don't remember much anybody in this area using those expressions?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. And if you want to know when someone's coming back again, you might say there are several people, you might say, when are
they coming back?
Well, if you're talking to them, you might say,
when are you coming back?
Okay. And would you ever use the you all in that sense? When are you all coming back?
Yeah, I have.
How's that? Now, how'd you say that?
Well, we're looking for y'all back.
Okay. And would you ever, if you're talking about possession, you know, talking about a car or something belonging to somebody, would you ever say, y'all's car?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And how would you say that?
Well, if we've got your all's car out here, okay, come out and get it.
And if you wanted to know everyone who was at a party, you might ask who was there. You might say, who
was at the party?
Yeah, would you ever use who all?
Yeah, I'd say who all was at the party.
Okay. And you want to know everything they said, you might say what?
What was said.
Or how about what all?
What all was said.
All right. And if you'd say those children have been living with their